While traveling through Chinese airspace on his journey to South Korea Thursday, Pope Francis sent a message to President Xi Jinping, extending his best wishes and invoking divine blessings of peace and well-being on the nation. It is the first time a pope has been permitted to fly over mainland China. The Vatican and Beijing have no diplomatic relations. The main roadblock to improving ties is China's naming of bishops through the state-sanctioned Chinese Catholic Patriotic Association without papal consent. Anthony Lam of the Hong Kong-based Holy Spirit Study Center, which monitors the Catholic Church in China, told Daybreak Asia's Victor Beatty that Francis was simply following protocol.
It's a very common gesture. It's a normal practice they did and they are doing on any journey or passing over any countries.
Is it surprising, given that he's talking to a communist government?
It's very normal, quite standard to some extent. He has to say these things to address to the head of the state first, that means the President Xi Jinping now, and then to the people.
Was there a message behind the message? In other words, is he trying to improve relations?
Nothing special. I tell you one thing, is that the last time when John Paul II asked approval for flying over China to South Korea, China rejected. And then on the way back, he has to fly over the area of Taipei control. So he has to send a message to the Taipei government as a gratitude for their arrangement.
Do you think relations between the Vatican and China are improving?
In this case, it's a good thing. You see that both sides consider the need of the other side, but it's not very significant. And geographically speaking, South Korea is quite too close to China. The northern side and the eastern and the western side are totally surrounded by China. So if you're flying from west to South Korea, the best way, the most suitable way is passing through China.
I understand you have some contacts inside China with the Christian community there. One report says there are more than 50 million Christians in China. Is that an accurate figure?
Christians, maybe, altogether, the Catholic and the Protestant, maybe. So our last year's estimation is still 12 million.
Do they have any more freedom now than they did in the past?
Compared with 1980s, it's far better nowadays, but compared with in 90s or year 2000, this few years is under severe watching. We use the term, They may not be under detention, but the church is always under watching. You know, it's a pretty day when China is getting rich. They have more money to build up a watching system, controlling over your iPhone, your internet, and they can hire more people.
Are there more churches today in China than in the past?
Nowadays, that's true.
Are these official or underground churches?
Both sides are growing. We can say that the government sanctioned church have building more churches. You know, religious freedom is sometimes a very delicate thing. It's not only you build a church, sometimes it's still talking about how you freely practice faith belief.
The Pope will spend 5 days in South Korea, the first visit to the country since Pope John Paul II made the journey in 1989. The last papal visit to Asia was 15 years ago. Francis is also scheduled to visit the Philippines and Sri Lanka.